Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
This is Steve Dale's Pet World.
Hello, welcome to meeting me.
Steve is a certified animal behavior consultant. And he's here to help you.
Why, that's messed up.
You're so wise.
Just mean by my size, do you?
Like a miniature Buddha.
Am I a hero?
Call right now, 866-554-PETS.
I really can't say, but yes.
People like me.
That's right, call toll free, 866-554-7387.
Oh, you're a pretty little kitty, aren't you?
I don't know the doctors would term it this way, but on the veterinary side of things, veterinary parasitologists say tick disease is an epidemic in America. And you know what? Everyone agrees to this. There are more ticks in more places than ever before, and it's getting worse. What do we do about it? Well, we work together. So dogs are susceptible to tick disease. People are susceptible. Dogs are a sentinel very often for tick disease. So what I've done is I've put everyone together. Veterinary medicine is working with human medicine on this, and we will have a conversation with veterinarian Dr. Natalie Marks and pediatrician infectious disease specialist Dr. Patricia De La Mora, and both of them will talk about tick disease, how you can prevent it if you happen to be a human being, how you can prevent it for your dog, and also what the signs are for dogs and for people and what to do about it. Now, some of this, none of this on the veterinary side is controversial, but some of this is very controversial on the human side of things. And we'll kind of get into that a little bit as well. I am sure, I suspect, a fascinating conversation. Also, do you smoke those e-cigarettes? Are you a flamer? No, that's not what they call it. What do they call it? People, a fanner, a vapor. Are you a vaporizer? Well, it turns out there's something about these e-cigarettes, if you have a pet, that you do need to know about. Most of all, we are here to help you. 866-554-PETS. Taking your telephone calls, that's what I do, that's what I want to do, or emails. Yeah, you can email me, steve@petworldradio.net, or call 866-554-7387, 866-554-PETS. Ken, you are on the radio. Hi.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing okay. I just wish my dog was doing a little better.
Oh, no. What's going on?
Well, he seems to have a problem. He wants to drag his rear end through the gravel, on the ground, through the grass, and just he really acts like it's really bothering him bad. And I took him to the vet, and they gave me worm pills, and it didn't seem to help none.
Well, did they take a look at his anal glands?
No, sir.
Well, I don't know. I'm a bit confused because that is typically, I mean, that is so classic. You know, so I'm missing something here. First off, I'm a behavior guy. I'm certified in dog and cat behavior, not the rear end of dogs. However, your veterinarian is, if you will. So the classic sign of these anal glands or anal sacs, really, they're not glands, we call them that, being impacted. You know, when dogs relieve themselves, when they do number two, some stuff squirts out, and that helps tell other dogs a whole lot about that dog.
Well, he's been having diarrhea, and I believe I even may have seen a little bit of blood in his on his stool.
Okay, so the let me go through. So anal, the impacting of anal sex, them not expressing themselves. That's the terminology, believe it or not. When the dog does number two, that's possible. I was going to say also gastrointestinal issues or something related to that is another possibility. The dog just hurts back there, or if the dog is having runny stools, you know, dogs don't use toilet paper, so there right. could be something going on, you know. So your veterinarian really needs to have a conversation with you about what's going on, and there is something going on, and if there's blood in the stool, and if it's consistent, it concerns me. Listen, blood in the stool once a year, probably, you know, listen, that's no, it happens. But if it's happening and happening and happening, that right there in of itself is a reason to contact your veterinarian. And if you feel your veterinarian for one reason or another isn't taking this seriously or isn't, which I can't imagine, or able to address it, which I can't imagine, then simply see another veterinarian.
Well, he may be afraid of him because the dog even tried to bite me the other day when I was just brushing him.
Aha. So has this been always what the dog's behavior is?
Well, I found him. He's a Siberian Husky. And mm-hmm. as a matter of fact, when I carried him in, they said they found a chip and that the owners was coming to get the dog. So I went back up there and put the dog in the back of my truck and waited on the owners. And they didn't want to pay the vet bill.
But, great.
You know, so they never came back to get, you know, never came up there to get him. But he's really a wild acting dog, you know, and I'm afraid of him. But
yeah. All right. Well, you can develop a stronger bond with the dog just by doing things with this dog that the dog enjoys. And it is conceivable, there's no guarantee here, that at least you will develop a more trusting, you know, it's all about trust. And my sense is just based on, this is usually how it goes, is the dog may be somewhat fearful. But having said that, when you go to the veterinarian, before you go, get a basket muzzle. They're available online as well as some pet stores. And that way your veterinarian and you will be protected too. Because we know.
I was thinking I was probably going to have him put him down to work him over. But, you know.
Well, I don't know what you mean by put him down.
We'll put him asleep.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, a basket muzzle and a veterinary technician usually do the trick.
Okay.
Maybe with a harness on, you know, or a leash on, you know, to help control the dog too.
Yeah.
But definitely that rear end needs to be looked at. The anal glands need to be checked, and a discussion about what you're feeding the dog and what the dog might be eating when the dog is outside and you're not with the dog.
Well, he don't eat anything but what I give him, and I feed him. I cook him hamburger every morning and every evening.
Now this dog's
and with his food.
Yeah, this dog's got it pretty good. But you need to have a discussion. Something is going on with your dog is the bottom line. There's no way I could discern from here. I could say, hey, it might be this. Oh, no, it might be that. But there's nothing I can do to definitively say that's the problem. That's a discussion you'll have to have with your veterinarian. Checking for intestinal parasites also makes sense, which you said your veterinarian did.
Well, he just gave him the worm. He said he felt like, you know, it was some kind of a chewable.
Okay, I doubt he gave him the worm. He probably gave him a dewormer. Veterinarians rarely give dogs worms. But I hear what you're saying. And again, talk to your veterinarian.
Thanks
hopefully,
for being there for us.
Well, sure. Hopefully, at least I've given you some ideas. Least I could do is send you a dog toy. So hold on so we can get your information. It was really heroic of you to take in this dog that you don't even have a great relationship with. And my goodness, you're cooking the dog hamburger every morning. I should come over to your house for an omelet, I think.
Well, you'd probably get bit.
Oh, well, no, I don't think so. I don't know. Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS. I hope you check out my website, stevedale.tv. Lots of information there on lots of different topics, and that's where I first posted about this. And boy, I don't know what going viral even means. I mean, it's hard to define. Is that sharing with 100 people, 500 people? I don't know the answer to that. Is that 1,000 hits? Is that 500,000 hits? But whatever that definition is, this topic did stir up a whole lot of interest. There are a lot of people that smoke these e-cigarettes, and it turns out I don't know that it's dangerous for you or not. I believe that's controversial. But there's no controversy when it comes to our pets. I'll explain next.
Your calls are always welcome on Steve Dale's Pet World. Dial us up at 866-554-PETS.
There's a new flu called canine influenza, threatening the health of dogs, and it's been confirmed in many places. Now, this is different than the swine flu, and humans can't get it. But canine flu is highly contagious and easily spread. That means virtually every dog exposed will catch it. Like human flu, the majority of dogs do recover, but in some cases it can be fatal. Fortunately, there's a new vaccine that can protect your dog. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Right now, in your own backyard, there's a restless, hungry crowd waiting to be fed. It's not your in-laws who visit every summer like a recurring nightmare. I'm talking about parasites, ravenous fleas, starving mosquitoes, ticks with empty bellies, all looking for their next meal.
Is that Labradoodle I smell?
Don't let these famished little fiends make a meal of your dog.
Well, I'm going to engorge myself.
Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills hungry parasites, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other biting pests. Vectra 3D has more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand, and it's only available from your veterinarian. Get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Please don't feed the parasites.
Say hello to Rover, a.k.a. dinner.
Let's eat.
Please go first.
My mouth parts are watering.
AB negative, my favorite.
Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D or VectraPet.com to learn more.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, wildfires. It's a dangerous time of year. Planning ahead and having your pets microchipped could save their lives. Help protect your pets by visiting the veterinarian before storm season gets underway for a simple and inexpensive procedure to implant a microchip. Then your pet's microchip number and your contact information must be enrolled in a national secure recovery database such as Home Again. Safety for your pets and security for you. Please visit homeagain.com.
If you've got pets, he's got answers. If you've got a problem that's lasted over 4 hours, you're calling the wrong show. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You know, I don't take credit for a whole lot, but sometimes I think it's appropriate to say we're a step ahead if you listen to this radio show of what the popular press is going to report about. So I will be talking all spring, all summer long into the fall about tick disease in people and pets. So I don't believe we're hearing enough about it. About protecting ourselves, let alone our dogs, because it is, according to veterinary parasitologists, it's an epidemic now. And the CDC has even said, you know what, oops, made a mistake. It turns out there's a lot more Lyme disease, for example, than we previously reported. So we're going to talk about that later in the program. Something else you've not heard about are these e-cigarettes. So I believe some communities are thinking of banning them in public places like they have banned cigarettes. There's some controversy of whether e-cigarettes are really harmful to your health or not. I don't know about any of that, and I don't want to talk about any of that at all. But I do want to talk about the concern I have about pets. So according to the Pet Poison Helpline, the aroma of liquid nicotine in e-cigarettes is alluring to many dogs, and flavored e-cigarettes. So I'm told, I've never smoked an e-cigarette, I've never shopped for an e-cigarette, but I've read, and people have told me that there are lots of flavors these e-cigarettes come in. Well, that may be even more enticing to dogs and cats, but most especially dogs. The issue is the amount of nicotine in each cartridge. That's between 6 milligrams and 24 milligrams, so each cartridge contains the nicotine equivalent of 1 to 2 traditional cigarettes, but dogs generally, except for little puppies, aren't all that interested. There are exceptions, for sure, in chomping on our cigarettes, but we also know to keep those away from dogs, or at least many pet owners should know that. But purchase packs of 5 to 100 cartridges, multiply that amount many times over, and it poses a serious threat to pets who chew on them. So it can be more of a concern than if your dog gets into a whole pack of cigarettes and your dog chews them up and actually ingests some. That's not a healthy thing for your dog. And if we're talking small dog, it can be dangerous. What this report is saying is there's a bigger punch that these e-cigarettes pack in them than traditional cigarettes. Plus, the dogs may be more interested because of the flavoring involved. So if you smoke e-cigarettes or vape them or whatever you call it, keep these products away from pets. They can be, and in fact, let me rephrase that, they are exceedingly dangerous. There was a report just the other day in the UK where the people came home, they had found and figured out immediately what happened when they were away. And this dog was chewing on the e-cigarette and had ingested some of it. Well, by the time they got to the emergency clinic, which wasn't far away, the dog was near death and the dog did end up dying. So really, this is a serious issue. Coming up next, we start our conversation about tick disease in pets, tick disease in people, most particularly Lyme disease.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
He looks like a panda and a Disney princess had a baby.
All we need is somebody to lean on.
I have this idea that if a dog is out and a dog is exposed to tick disease, there's been a person at the other end of the leash, or maybe two or three people, family members, kids especially, that potentially may have been exposed as well. And it's called One Health, where veterinary medicine works together with human medicine. In my opinion, we don't see enough of this. I mean, our dogs and our cats share our environments with us, so we ought to be working together. I think that veterinarians can learn from human physicians, and I think the other way around is true as well. So this is an initiative that was launched right here on this very radio show to put the two together. Dr. Natalie Marks is a private practicing veterinarian in Chicago, and in New York City, Dr. Patricia De La Mora is an infectious disease specialist and a pediatrician. And I had this idea, this notion, Dr. De La Mora, did you think it was all crazy?
Absolutely not. I'm a proud pug owner, and I also have an 8-year-old boy at home. The age group most affected by Lyme disease in the United States is 5 to 9-year-old boys, Lyme disease being a tick-borne illness. So I have Lyme disease on my mind all the time and frequently check my dog and my two children, my son and my daughter.
So my thought is we can actually do more to protect our pets against tick disease, Dr. Marks, than we can ourselves. I'm not sure that's completely a good thing.
It isn't, but it's true, Steve. So we've talked about Lyme disease before. There are things that we recommend for our canine patients, not only the daily tick checks and staying away from those at-risk environmental areas, but we have the advent of Lyme vaccination to talk about with your veterinarian about if your canine patient is an individual at risk. And we also have great products out there that are available to protect from flea and tick disease, many of them monthly. And now we have a 12-week product. So there's a lot that we can discuss and hopefully work together to make sure that we're protecting all members of the family.
Yeah, I want to talk more about the technology because there's change for pets and some of those products in a second. How serious is the threat to people of tick disease, Dr. De La Moore?
Well, Lyme disease is reported to have perhaps at a very, very conservative estimate, 300,000 new cases per year. It's one of the top reportable diseases in the United States. So it is a very real threat, no doubt about it.
Do you think that it's underreported?
It probably is underreported because much of the reporting...
A better way to put that probably is underdiagnosed.
Well, underdiagnosed and underreported are two different things.
Right.
It's not necessarily always diagnosed. But the other part is that a lot of reporting comes from laboratories, and there's the early stages of Lyme disease where you won't send a lab report, and the doctors may just give you a course of amoxicillin or doxycycline and send you on your way and not file that report.
So it's both perhaps underreported and underdiagnosed, and we're just talking about Lyme disease. We haven't even said, okay, there are other tick diseases, too, that are all in the mix. And, in fact, sometimes, Dr. Marks, for dogs and I suspect for people, too, it isn't only those ticks like to share. They love to share. How sweet. So they share pathogens. They share disease. So not only are they giving us Lyme, they're giving us anaplasma and or babesia and or ehrlichiosis, other diseases that are hard to say. They sound nasty. I think they are.
Yeah, and Rocky Mountain spotted fever, if you want to throw another one in there,
sure,
Steve.
Sure, why not?
We are, I think, a little luckier in veterinary medicine in that we do recommend annual blood test screening. So we have dogs that come in for their annual physical exam. We take a blood sample, and we can screen not only for their heartworm disease status, but for three of the common tick diseases. But like you've mentioned, there are other tick diseases out there that we're speculating aren't even discovered yet or that we're missing. And so it is becoming much more of a prevalent problem. And hopefully we're getting better at diagnosing and actually finding what these diseases are.
Now, in human medicine, Lyme disease in particular, for whatever reason, is kind of controversial, you know. And when we thought about this on the veterinary side, it's kind of a no-brainer, you know. The dog may be diagnosed with Lyme disease, then you treat it, and hopefully the treatment works. If not, then you deal with whatever. I mean, it's not a controversial thing. Not at all so on the human side, and I want to understand that better. I will ask you more about that when we come back as we talk the exciting topic of tick disease. I think it's exciting. And really, this initiative that I believe, and we're going to learn more about whether this is possible or not, how awareness might save your dog's life, and or maybe even change your child's life or your life, because living with tick disease is no fun. We'll be right back. More of our conversation talking about this topic coming up later in the program. But next, back to your telephone calls, 866-554-PETS.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS. Or email steve@petworldradio.net.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. Birch Gold Group offers peace of mind for your nest egg through a rollover to an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the long-term stability that gold provides by investing in a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today at 888-999-1351 and receive their free information kit on gold. Call 888-999-1351, 888-999-1351.
BizTalkRadio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Oh, don't worry. He's been fixed. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Anne, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for taking my call.
So what's your question?
Okay, my question is this. I have a boyfriend who lives about an hour and a half away from me.
Mm-hmm.
And he has had a stray male cat that has been intermittently coming around his home. I think that the cat now just kind of lives in the neighborhood. It's not feral because it's friendly,
mm-hmm.
But it's not neutered. Now, so I thought, well, I would be willing to trap the cat and get him neutered, but then I don't know what to do with him. I called a local animal welfare group, and the person there said that they don't have like a trap-neuter release program. And this isn't really a feral cat anyway.
Right.
And the guy also said that they didn't really support TNR programs because it kills birds, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, first of all, I get him on the phone with me because that's ridiculous. You know, it doesn't support. All right. If you have, we're going to veer off the subject, then I promise I'll come back to answer your question, which is a tough question to answer because I know exactly where you're going with this. If you have, let's say, a colony of 10 feral cats and you trap, neuter, and return them, which means they're all that they can no longer reproduce because they're spay or neutered. And now you're vaccinating them for rabies, which is always part of the program, which benefits public health. And you have 10 cats in, say, the year 2010. In the year 2020, what will happen? You know, some of the cats will die of old age or maybe other disease. And none will be added because they cannot reproduce. Now, maybe other cats from other communities will come over, you know, from the cat from the group next door or whatever. But you're lowering the threshold of the population. It is the only answer. What we've done historically is animal control has come out really complaint-driven. And they catch as many as they can catch, and they can never get them all. They never have time or resources to get them all. And even if they did, catching all the cats in a colony is really a challenging thing to do. It takes a commitment to do that. And animal control, it's kind of a job, and they do the best they can, and that's fine. And they get 4 or 5 or 6 of the 10. And if they do, that's fine. And it takes like no time for the cats to fill that void, which is actually called a vacuum. And often what happens is they now you had 10, now they have 12. Because the cats fill it and kind of overfill it. But he's not...
I didn't get it.
Yeah, me neither. He's not alone, though. There are others who, for reasons I don't completely get, are just like stuck in the Stone Age, in my opinion. But let me answer your question. So you've got this cat that's probably an owned cat. And,
right.
And or maybe an indoor... And that's the problem with keeping our cats indoors, outdoors. Because the cat wanders into... And what this cat might do, and it's not the cat's fault. You know, he's being allowed outside. He might be... pooping and peeing in yards and in gardens and ticking off neighbors and scratching cars and going up against that house or that house, causing indoor cats that are owned cats that are inside to pee inside their house and maybe owners to get so frustrated they give up those cats, all because someone lets out their cat. Or the worst thing of all that's hardly ever talked about, and that's this. Cats can kill people. Trying to avoid a cat, if you're driving along in a car, who wouldn't? And every year people die in cars because they try to avoid hitting a cat. You know, so there's just no upside to keeping these cats outside. My answer nowadays is you're doing the right thing by taking this cat in to be neutered, and I wouldn't be bothered. I'm going to get phone calls by me saying this, but I would not be bothered if you or you said your boyfriend took this cat inside as their own cat. The cat will benefit.
I would do that, and I was thinking about doing that. I have two cats of my own that are kind of older cats, strictly indoor, and they really wouldn't accept it. But I thought, well, maybe I could make do by fixing my fence so that it really couldn't get out.
Yeah, there's all kinds of ways to do that now. You could check the internet for... catfencein.com is one website, and there are lots. You can build things for yourself, you know, that you want. And you know what? You might be able to make the introduction work with your older cats. All right. I hope I helped you, Ann.
Yes, you did. Thank you so much.
So we've been talking about tick disease, and in fact, check this out, stoplyme.com. Lots more information there or on my website, and that's stevedale.tv. Of course, you could find me on Facebook as well. You can email your questions to us, steve@petworldradio.net. And here's a question about a cat who doesn't seem old but yet seems old. What? I'll explain next.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-55 for pets, or email steve@petworldradio.net.
Right now, in your own backyard, there's a restless, hungry crowd waiting to be fed. It's not your in-laws who visit every summer like a recurring nightmare. I'm talking about parasites, ravenous fleas, starving mosquitoes, ticks with empty bellies, all looking for their next meal.
Is that Labradoodle I smell?
Don't let these famished little fiends make a meal of your dog.
Well, I'm going to engorge myself.
Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills hungry parasites, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other biting pests. Vectra 3D has more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand, and it's only available from your veterinarian. Get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Please don't feed the parasites.
Say hello to Rover, a.k.a. dinner.
Let's eat. Please go first.
My mouth parts are watering.
AB negative, my favorite.
Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D or VectraPet.com to learn more.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, wildfires. It's a dangerous time of year. Planning ahead and having your pets microchipped could save their lives. Help protect your pets by visiting the veterinarian before storm season gets underway for a simple and inexpensive procedure to implant a microchip. Then your pet's microchip number and your contact information must be enrolled in a national secure recovery database such as Home Again. Safety for your pets and security for you. Please visit homeagain.com.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Next week on the show, we talk about the state of pet health. I love this. Banfield comes out with this every year now. They've been doing this for 6 years, where they report all sorts of data statistics about what's going on with our pets. And it's there's no CDC for pets. No Centers for Disease Control for Pets. So who's tracking this stuff? There is no official veterinary tracker. But Banfield has so many hospitals in so many different places that at least it gives us some snapshot as to what's going on. So that's next week on the show.
Three simple words.
You got mail.
Woohoo!
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Dear Steve, my 7-year-old Persian cat seems to be slowing down. He's not due to see the veterinarian for another 4 months, so I'm trying to pay attention to the changes I'm seeing. Although he's 7, I feel he's too young to be suffering age-related issues. Is there anything I should be watching for from Annie in Alabama? Yes, Annie. A lot here in the answer. First of all, I don't know your cat. Persians, any cat of any breed or any mix can be overweight or obese. And certainly that will help to slow a cat down. We'll see arthritis and potentially medical conditions as a result. Persians are even more likely to be overweight or obese. I'm not saying that's the case with your cat. I don't have a clue, but that is a possibility, and that may play into all this. Also, anytime you see a change in your cat or dogs or pet bird, anytime, pet hamster, it doesn't matter. Anytime you see a change in behavior, it means there may be a medical explanation, at least in part, for that change. So see your veterinarian. So I know you're not due to go in 4 months, but you're telling me, I printed out the email, which is why you can hear that, but you're telling me that I'm concerned. And if you're concerned, then probably you should see or at least contact your veterinarian. And then your veterinarian will say either come in or, well, email back and forth or phone back and forth or whatever your method of communication is. Also, we all age differently. So 7 is not old for a cat. No question about that. But you and I know people that are 55 that act like they're 85. We also know people that are 85 that act like they're 55 or younger. So age can be relative for people and for pets as well. But if you sense that something is going on, my sense is pet owners are generally correct, and I am worried that something may be going on. Contact your veterinarian. Email me your questions, steve@petworldradio.net. Well, this topic has been in the news. Stanley Coren, who's been on the show several times, wrote a piece for Psychology Today, and he said, you know what? Our dogs really don't like hugging. Don't hug your dog. Well, I want to go further than what Dr. Coren said in some ways and back it up in other ways. So I think that Dr. Coren, in other words, he's right and even more right than what he writes about, but I also think he's wrong. So I can explain that. First off, here's where he's right. In general, we are predisposed as people to hug. And one thing we have in common as people, and in fact, it's broader than that, is primates. So it's true of go to the zoo, watch a monkey. They hug. Chimpanzees, the great apes, gorillas, bonobos, orangutans, they are all born to hug. They do that from the time they do that with their babies, and it helps to help their babies to feel better. But they also do that with other adults. And when we do it, or presumably gorillas do it, they get something out of it as adults too. So it helps us to feel better when you hug someone. There are positive endorphins that happen, all of that kind of stuff. We are hardwired to hug. And that is true for people in Japan. It's true for people in the Middle East. It's true for people in South America. It's true for Eskimos. It is true all over the world for human beings and all primates. But it is not true for dogs and cats. Dogs and cats are not born needing or wanting to hug. They don't really have the physical apparatus to hug like we do. But above and beyond that, while they are social, they signal to one another in very different ways other than hugging. And in fact, hugging can be a problem. So especially when little kids do it, because little kids sometimes don't know not to do it, because little kids are hardwired being little kids, children, humans, to do it. So they often, when you hug a small animal, you pick up that animal. So not only are you hugging that animal, you are picking up that animal who's being smothered from the animal's perspective. And with rabbits, for example, they have a fear of heights. So you pick them up off the ground. Now they're terrified. They're being smothered and they're off the ground. So what do? They wiggle to get away. They may even bite to get away. The human-animal bond is affected by that, but they may also fall. And in falling, they can hurt themselves. And the same thing if we're talking about a gerbil or a hamster, even a pet rat. You know, they're not born wanting to be hugged. And then what happens is maybe the child gets bitten. And that happens most often with dogs and cats. So the child hugs, and in part because most of our pets are dogs and cats. So the child hugs the dog, may pick up the dog if it's a small dog, and the dog struggles, saying, "I'm not happy about this. I've tried to signal in dog language, but you're not picking up on it." Now, a person who's an adult might pick up on it, probably would, but children don't. And that's the other reason, among many reasons, why always supervise a child when a child is with a pet. So what should you look for? Well, I'm going to go through some of these, but not all these. So when a dog yawns, that dog might be saying, "I'm stressed." It might be saying, "I'm tired," just like people, but it might be saying, "I'm stressed." Dilated pupils. Some cats, the hair literally stands on end. It's called a piloerection. Dogs and cats act like they don't care sometimes. They look the other way. They pretend you're not there, but they very much care. It's a sign of anxiety. Those droopy ears, eyes to the ground, a dog acting quote-unquote submissive. The dog is more uncomfortable than really submissive when those things occur. Pierced lips. Again, I'm talking about a dog. The mouth is tightly shut. That's a sign of stress. Cats, the tail's going whoosh, 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 back and forth. In a dog, the tail may be tucked. A small dog or cat wiggling like, "I want to get away," means just that. Growling even means back off, of course. Purring, we usually take it, and it often is, most often, a sign that the cat is contented. But it also can be a sign of stress. So if your dog or cat has more than one of these signs, stop the hugging. Having said that, and here is where I disagree with Stanley Korn in Psychology Today, there are lots of dogs and some cats who truly enjoy the attention. So the little girl is hugging her little Raggedy Ann doll and then hugs the dog. And the dog gets attention, maybe even cookies, or maybe something falls out of the little girl's hand that the dog can eat that the girl was eating. For whatever reasons, dogs are often rewarded from the time they're very young. And when they get what they want, whether it be attention or food, and they're hugged, they associate that in a very positive way. And there are many dogs out there that I would argue are different than the dogs Dr. Korn and I just spoke about that actually love the attention that comes with a hug. And they do seem to sense that it's our way to show affection. And those dogs, I would argue, you stop hugging them and they will complain about it. There are many dogs and some cats who truly enjoy it. Coming up next, The website is StopLyme.com. What is that all about? We continue our conversation next.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
It is a campaign we call Stop Lyme. Dr. Patricia De La Mora is a pediatrician and an infectious disease specialist. Dr. Natalie Marks is a veterinarian. And we are talking about stopping Lyme. StopLyme.com is the website.
It is kind of controversial on the human side. And I need to be enlightened a little bit. Is The understanding of the disease controversial? Is the diagnosing of the disease controversial? The treatment, or maybe even all the above?
So I'm thankful to be a pediatrician because much of the controversy that exists in adults exists in pediatrics, but certainly not to the degree it does in the adults' land. I think that there is some room for improvement in the lab testing, especially in early stages of disease, because in most diseases, unless you have a superhuman immune system, you can't detect antibodies for the first 4, 6, 8 weeks of disease. And the same is true of Lyme disease. So unless a doctor is really aware of what they're looking for and has it on their mind, they may not think about it. You can't rely on a blood test at that point in time.
Now, is that part of the thing, though? And I'm sorry to interrupt, but in veterinary medicine, Dr. Marks, just because of your training and because you are a veterinarian, and really a public health official, in my opinion, as every veterinarian is.
That's right.
My guess is tick disease, kind of you were born with it always being on your mind.
Well, it's definitely on the forefront of our everyday. I mean, we talk about it every day. We talk about not only our products that help prevent disease. We talk about testing. We talk about the signs to be looking for. And I think it's something that we're much more educated about in school, perhaps, because it is so much more, I think, in probably family's mind, a dog disease, maybe, per se. Mm-hmm. But we definitely talk about it, I think, a lot more than maybe the average pediatrician. I know I have three children, and my pediatrician personally has never talked about tick disease with me. So maybe this is going to start changing things.
Well, that's the hope, isn't it? I mean, this is all about education and about change. But I want to continue along the path we were going, Dr. De La Mora. So if it is, say, diagnosed in a person, whether it be a child or an adult, I believe it's antibiotics that is the way to go, but I've been told by doctors, oh, no, we prescribe too many antibiotics. So I suspect we do. So how do you navigate all that?
So if someone genuinely has Lyme disease, you definitely treat them with antibiotics. There's no question about that.
Okay, so what you just said is mm-hmm. important. There is no question about it. That's the right thing to do.
There's no question that you need antibiotics if you have Lyme disease.
But what if the antibodies show, I don't want to get too technical here, mm-hmm. but that the person's been exposed and they're asymptomatic, at least at this point?
Right. So is that where humans, it gets kind humans of are touchy? Different than dogs, so we don't routinely screen humans for Lyme disease.
Do you think we should be, if not routinely screening, at least paying more attention?
I think we definitely need to pay attention. I think especially in late summer when a lot of kids come back from summer camp, if they come back a little tired and fatigued, it's often, well, you just came back from camp. Let's see how it goes. And maybe the thought process isn't there. I certainly do have patients who come to me who had their blood test at their own suggestion, and they're found to be positive. And in those cases, again, working closely with your pediatrician as a parent can be very helpful in detecting disease.
Dr. Marks just pointed out she has three children. You have kids, too.
I do.
Is it more of a concern, is all of this more of a concern, I mean, tick disease for kids?
Anaplasma, Ehrlichia, Babesia, Rocky Mountain Spotted Fever, and the newcomer on the block, Borrelia miyamotoi, seem to be more adult problems. You can definitely find those diseases in children.
And these are all tick
diseases.
Those
are all tick-borne
right.
diseases. You find those more commonly in adults. For children, no doubt about it, boys age 5 to 9, and I'm the mother of one of those, is the most commonly affected age group, followed then by men age 40 to 44.
Why? Do we have any idea?
Who rolls around in the dirt?
I did.
Who
I still do.
Yeah. So it's probably, you know, just boys outside being active, and then weekend warriors out, you know, gardening, running in the brush, doing trail runs, et cetera.
Pairing with a veterinarian to talk about this for educational purposes to create more awareness makes sense to you?
Absolutely.
Makes sense to you, Dr. Marks?
Of course.
And what is your hope?
My hope is that we can ultimately come to an understanding. As you said, Lyme is a very controversial disease for a multitude of reasons that are probably beyond the scope of this conversation.
Sure.
But I do hope that all the sides involved can come together to create the best test, the best cure.
All right. For more information, StopLyme.com. StopLyme, L-Y-M-E, if you don't know, StopLyme.com. Dr. Marks and Dr. De La Mora. Hopefully we will make a difference. 3 months from now, we may change some lives and help some dogs, too, along the way. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
You'll hear more about the Stop Lyme campaign a lot over the next weeks and months. StopLyme.com. That is the website. The state of pet health for 2016 is a part of what we talk about next week on the show. As always, we take your telephone calls as well.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets. They will be good to you. We talk to you next time.
Yeah. Oh.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
BizTalkRadio.com.